Welcome to the Royal Ties Podcast. My name is Clark, the financial credit coach, and I will be bringing you information acquired through firsthand experiences in order to help you increase your credit score, reduce interest rates, increase savings, and eliminate debts. Doing it for the community, from the community, and by community, I mean any and everyone who wants to learn and evolve. So let's get right into it. In today's episode, we'll explore the different types of bankruptcy and their consequences on credit. See, bankruptcy is a legal process that can provide individuals and businesses with a refresh financial start, but it also has significant impacts for credit. So let's dive in and examine the various types of bankruptcy and their impact on credit. Understanding bankruptcy. See, bankruptcy is a legal proceeding that allows individuals or businesses to seek relief from overwhelming debt by obtaining a discharge or reorganizing their financial obligation. It's important to note that bankruptcy should be considered as a last resort, as it has long-term consequences on credit and financial reputation. Let's talk a little bit about that. Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So Chapter 7 bankruptcy, also known as liquidation bankruptcy, involves the sale of non-exempt assets to repay creditors. Individuals or businesses filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy typically have limited income or significant financial hardships. So in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, most unsecured debts are discharged, providing a fresh restart, but at the cost of losing assets that are not protected by exemptions. So the consequences of Chapter 7, let's talk about how bankruptcy on credit is affected. So bankruptcy remains on your credit report for up to 10 years from the filing date. It has a significant negative impact on your credit score and can make it challenging to obtain new credit in the immediate aftermath. However, as time passes, the impact lessens and you can work towards rebuilding your credit by demonstrating responsible financial behavior. So your behavior after your bankruptcy does help you rebuild. We'll talk about that later. Chapter 13 bankruptcy, the other type. So Chapter 13 bankruptcy, also known as reorganization bankruptcy, it involves creating a repayment plan. And in that repayment plan, you have to basically pay off the creditors over a period of 3 to 5 years. Individuals or businesses filing for Chapter 13 bankruptcy typically have a regular income and want to retain their assets while repaying debts over time. So the consequences of Chapter 13 bankruptcy on credit. Let's talk about that. So Chapter 13 bankruptcy remains on your credit report for up to 7 years from the filing date. And this is the most common one. While it has a negative impact on your credit score, it is generally less severe than Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Successfully completing the repayment plan and adhering to the terms can demonstrate responsible credit management and may help rebuild credit faster. So there is hope to rebuild when you do bankruptcy, but it's the last thing you want to do. Make sense? So other types of bankruptcy. So in addition to Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies, there are other less common types, such as Chapter 11 bankruptcy for businesses, Chapter 12 bankruptcy for family farmers or fishermen, Chapter 9 bankruptcy for municipalities. Each type has its own specific criteria, processes, and consequences on your credit. Reach out to a financial credit coach. He'll help you get informed, or she can help you get informed on that, but he's the best option. But we can help you get informed on the different options before we get to bankruptcy. Rebuilding credit after bankruptcy requires time, patience, and responsible financial behavior. So here are a few strategies to help you rebuild your credit. Develop a budget. Create a comprehensive budget that aligns your income and expenses. Focus on living within your means and making timely payments towards your remaining debts. Obtain a secured credit card. I talk about it all the time. Your secured credit cards require a security deposit, and the credit limit is typically equal to the deposit amount. Responsible use and timely payments on a security credit card can help demonstrate credit worthiness. We can rebuild. Make timely payments. No matter what, make all your payments on time, including rent, utilities, and any remaining debts. Consistent and timely payments can show lenders that you are managing your finances responsibly. Monitor your credit report. I say it so much. You got to get tired of it, but regularly review your credit report to ensure accuracy and identify any errors or discrepancies. Dispute any inaccuracies promptly and keep track of your progress as you rebuild your credit. Seek professional advice. If you're considering bankruptcy or have gone through the process, seeking professional advice is essential. Consult with a bankruptcy attorney or credit counselor who can provide guidance tailored to your specific situation. They can help you understand the implications of bankruptcy, explore alternatives, and develop a plan to rebuild your credit. Financial credit coaches are the bomb. We can help you. In conclusion, bankruptcy is a legal process with significant implications for credit. Understanding the different types of bankruptcy and their consequences can help you make informed decisions about your financial future. So while bankruptcy may provide relief from overwhelming debt, it's crucial to be aware of the long-term impact on your credit and work towards rebuilding your financial health. That wraps up this episode on exploring the different types of bankruptcy and their consequences on your credit. Remember, bankruptcy is a complex decision that should be approached with careful consideration and professional guidance. I hope you learned something today. If you did, please like, follow, and share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring financial literacy to an end. It starts here today. Let's get it. My name is Clark, the financial coach, and my motto is simple. Pay attention or pay for lack of attention. Please follow me at Clark, the financial coach, on Instagram.